What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. To all my diehard listeners, go ahead and hit the like button. Did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, just join my Patreon for $5 a month. Also, subscribe and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So follow me on MGTOW.TV, BitChute, or Discord. Links below. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is. Just make sure you keep it clean. You know how the tube get. Speaking cold. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end, or at least halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into it.
Okay, TikTok. So I had this customer come in the other day who was so nice, young, good looking, incredibly polite. And when we looked into his financial information, he makes a shit ton of money. So my coworker and I were like, oh my God. And I said,
okay, already very unprofessional. Pretty sure you're not supposed to be, you know, snooping in people's finances. So already you telling me you suck at your job. But let's continue.
I have to figure out what he does for work. Turns out he's a loan officer. So I tell her, I'm like, he's a loan officer. And she says, well, are you thinking what I'm thinking? I said, yeah, I'm thinking what you're thinking. Are you? Yeah, I'm thinking what you're thinking. She goes, you know what I'm thinking? I said, yeah. She says to me, you have to marry him. I was like, no, I was thinking I need to become a loan officer.
Okay, you see the text at the bottom laughing, talking about pretty sure I'll be alone forever. Yeah, it's funny and cute now. Because she's still young and cute. Blonde hair, blue eyes. She getting all the attention she ever dreamed of. Now, sure, a few chads done broke her heart. But she bounced back real quick because she had 2,000 other chads in her inbox. Well, she would have the world believe that she bounced back by going to another chad. But deep down inside, she scarred from the first few chads who did it.
That's how you fix that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of simps that will accept a chick having an OnlyFans page once he sees how much money she makes. And he rationalized it in his head. Like, I mean, I don't care. I mean, look, I'm the one that get to have it in real life. I don't care what y'all punks get to see on the internet. See, these are the type of people who can be bought. But let me know in the comments section if there's an amount that you would be okay with it for, as far as your woman having an OnlyFans page. I got a big fat ass.
Understand that if your girl looks any good at all, she is getting hit on and approached over and over again each and every day. For that reason, if you are considering a serious relationship with a female in modern times, in the social media era especially, you would have to be a fool not to have at least two other women who you're dealing with. That's right. Successful coaches have starters, but they also have a bench. I'm going to say that again.
Well, no, I ain't getting into all that because honesty is the best policy. I'm not sneaking around. I'm not hiding phones. That's rat shit. Men don't do all that. If anything, I'll say, look, you ain't the only one. We just kicking it. We having fun. I'm talking to other people. That's why we always say in this community, women who are 8s, 9s, and 10s aren't even really dateable in modern times. Get you a 6 or a 7. I know what you're thinking. Even 6 and 7s got an inbox full. Well, here's the thing. Get you a 6 who don't really be on social media or don't even have an Instagram page. One of them slept on women that ain't into all this. They exist. It might not seem like they exist in modern times, but they do.
Successful coaches have starters, but they also have a bench. You need to understand that.
Kaiser was like, oh my God, your hair is so nice. Oh my God, your hair is so long. Pull it then. Don't be shy. Pull it then. It's already up in a ponytail. I put it up for you.
All these women want to be fucked hard and gangster. All that nice stuff guys be trying to do, and I don't want to do that. Oh, choke you. I don't want to choke you. I don't want to. Actually, that's probably smart to not do none of that kinky shit because it can go left and then you catch a case. But what I'm saying is Just because a chick pretty, guys will think, well, I don't want to try nothing crazy with her. She probably wouldn't be into that. Most of them are into that crazy, kinky, hard, rough, gangster sex. That vanilla stuff just not going to cut it. She been there, done that in 10 years. A lot of times, that's why they like the bad boys, or one of the reasons why they like the bad guys. They fuck them right and hard.
What the? You are so gorgeous and funny. I think you deserve the world. Can you just let me take you out sometime? Ew! You think I deserve the world? You want to take care of me? Is there something wrong with you? Are you okay? You're low.
Exactly. Women know they ain't shit. And that's why they look down on nice guys. Like, is this guy stupid or what? He think I'm worth all that? I'm not worth all that. Women know what they really are. So when a guy come up to him, you're so gorgeous, I want to give you the world. It's like, you're so gorgeous, I want to give you the world. I want to be your moon, your stars. I want to take you on vacation. They like, man, I ain't worth all that. In the back of their mind, they like, I'm not worth all that. It makes them want to puke that you're so beta that you don't realize it. It just goes back to that saying, treat her like a superstar and she'll treat you like a fan.
He ugly, clingy as f***. I honestly don't even like your personality that much. You're not even hot. But like, I just want to use you for your body. Wait, why do I like him so much? There's just something different about him. I'm kind of digging it. Wait, like I want him so bad. Ah!
Cause he had the confidence to tell her what it really was. And it signals to her that he high value, that he had the balls to tell her the truth and just say, look, I just want to hook up with you. Don't be trying to cling to me. That's something that like a celebrity would say. So she start looking at him like a celebrity. Because he treat her like a fan.
It's Mr. MVP, Sam!
Yeah, you wasting your time trying to comfort her about her abusive boyfriend. She never going to get with you. She going to go back to him 50 times even after you beat her up. Before she ever even give you a chance. So yeah, it's just a waste of your life. And the more comforting you are to her, the less chance that she'll ever get with you.